Section 88. Lauded be thy name, O my God. I testify that no thought of thee, howsoever wondrous, can ever ascend into the heaven of thy knowledge, and no praise of thee, no matter how transcendent, can soar up to the atmosphere of thy wisdom. From eternity thou hast been removed far above the reach and the ken of the comprehension of thy servants, and immeasurably exalted above the strivings of thy bondslaves to express thy mystery. What power can the shadowy creature claim to possess when face to face with him who is the uncreated? I bear witness that the highest thoughts of all such as adore thy unity, and the profoundest contemplations of all them that have recognized thee, are but the product of what hath been generated through the movement of the pen of thy behest, and hath been begotten by thy will. I swear by thy glory, O thou who art the beloved of my soul and the fountain of my life. I am persuaded of my powerlessness to describe and extol thee in a manner that becometh the greatness of thy glory and the excellence of thy majesty. Aware as I am of this, I beseech thee by thy mercy that hath surpassed all created things, and thy grace that hath embraced the entire creation, to accept from thy servants what they are capable of showing forth in thy path. Aid them, then, by thy strengthening grace, to exalt thy word and to blazon thy praise. Powerful art thou to do what pleaseth thee. Thou truly art the all-glorious, the all-wise.